This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Sage DeYoung, a senior with the Pella softball team. Sage, are you ready for this?
Yes.
You say that. Before this, a little more hesitant, but we'll give you the benefit of the doubt here. First of all, let our listeners know what activities you were involved in during your high school time.
I was involved in like a student athletic training and involved in like softball and volleyball. I did church group on Wednesdays, and then I went to church group on Sundays. Yeah, that's pretty much about it.
And yearbook too, right?
And yearbook.
Can't forget that because we did that interview. So I'll talk a little bit about the student athletic training a bit, but this is our rapid fire start. So what is your favorite pregame ritual that you have, if you have one?
I guess just like us going out and doing like the praying, hey ho. I think that really just gets us all together before the game and just play our hearts out.
Go to warm-up song or artist. What's your favorite pregame song?
I don't really care.
You don't really care?
I don't care too much, so.
Is there a genre that gets you, like rock, country, or something that gets you particularly fired up for a game?
Just like the pop, classic stuff, so.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite post-game meal or restaurant?
Well, we all go to Applebee's, so I would say that.
What's your go-to order?
I do the half abs, so probably boneless wings or the wonton tacos are pretty good.
Okay. What was your favorite class in high school?
I loved anatomy. Anatomy was really fun with lions.
So. Okay. Oh, yeah. Another Susan Lyons favorite. She'll love to hear that one. Favorite opposing place to play? Could be for volleyball or softball. But what was your favorite opposing place to play at?
Well, when we played Norwalk for volleyball, like that was really fun, like going to state and stuff. And then for softball against Bondurant, like going to the regionals and stuff.
That was a fun. That was a very fun game to broadcast. What is your go-to hobby outside of sports?
Hanging out with friends. I don't know.
Like, what? Well, if you are out with your friends, then what's your favorite thing to do then? If it's not necessarily a hobby, but like if you were to spend, like you have a couple of days coming off here before the postseason, how would you spend those days with your friends?
Like going out to the pool, okay. Spending time with them.
Do you have a favorite movie?
I do not like movies, so I don't. I watch shows more than movies.
Okay.
I'm like a more medical show person.
Okay. Favorite show then? If it's a medical show, what's your favorite go-to medical show? Grey's Anatomy? Or are we talking more comedic?
I like 911 or like The Resident. I like those type of things.
Okay. And then favorite holiday?
I like 4th of July.
4th of July. So This is great timing here. Yeah. This is recorded before the 4th of July, right before. So we're here at Sage DeYoung, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. So you mentioned student training. I think that's really interesting because a lot of the athletes I talk to don't ever have to deal with that side of it, but you've been on both sides. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the most rewarding aspect you've had being a student trainer?
Just like getting to know what like other sports do or like what they're like. Just knowing like how the other like players feel, I guess, in a way, just because like taping their ankles and.
Well, like, cause I think, you know, a lot of your athletes will just assume that they're going to have a trainer, right? Like they assume that they're going to get taken care of. What did you learn to appreciate about like the trainers that you have, that you've had the last couple of years, whether it was Todd or some of the team this year? And what did you learn about that profession that I think you wouldn't have otherwise if you were just being an athlete?
I know like that person's always busy, like Todd or Rachel, they're always busy. So it's like nice to have help on the side just to like you do this for them. And so they don't have to wait so long and have like the actual trainer do it. So it's just nice to have help and just getting to know like what you do in the medical field and
So what sports did you student train for then?
I did a little bit of soccer, girls soccer last year. I did wrestling, basketball, both boys and girls.
So of those sports then, if you could play one of them, which one would you play of the ones that you were an athletic trainer for and why?
Definitely not wrestling.
Definitely not wrestling.
I would say soccer. I used to be a goalie and played soccer when I was younger, and I kind of miss it.
Do you have any favorite memories from your high school sports? You kind of alluded to a few of them with the venues you played at, but what are your favorite memories from your time here at Pella High School as an athlete?
Just like the Bondurant one, we just all really connected and really had fun. We were always cheering and were just so loud and really competitive with that one. for volleyball as well, Norwalk, it was really nerve-wracking, but we got it down and just laid our hearts out.
Well, and that state venue was really cool.
It was really cool, yeah.
Yeah, to make that run to second place. We're here at Sage's Young, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. So let's talk a little bit more about you and your family. I know you got a twin sister, so this is always a unique one. Have you ever played a twin prank on anybody? You guys don't look the same necessarily, but like, are there things that you guys do together that you really enjoy or that you like to, you know, pull pranks on anybody with?
I don't think I've ever done any pranks, but we do. Well, one is, we were fighting one day and our dad like makes us sit and hug if we can't figure it out. So one day we had to do that and we just laughed and were basically done. So it's just sometimes it's just like you're this close to the same person and you just have a close relationship. You're in the same grade, you're the same age, and you just can bicker a lot. Just like the Parks twins, like they are really funny, and I wish me and Cindy were like that, but we are definitely not. We're the opposites, so.
Well, and that's interesting, right? Because the Parks obviously share a lot of the same sports. They share a lot of that. You and your sister have a lot of different interests. She's an FFA, and she's was a Duchess, right? And you didn't have as much interest in that. Do you think that was also beneficial, though, that maybe you guys, you know, didn't always have the exact same things that you like?
Yeah, I think it was definitely beneficial. Just, like, to know, like, what we like in our different areas, and it's still fun to see each other succeed and different things that we do, even though we're not necessarily in the same sports. And when we were younger, we used to play sports together. So that was fun while it lasted.
Do you have a favorite family vacation that you've been on so far?
We went on a cruise to the Bahamas. I think it was like 2021 or 20 or maybe 19. I don't know. Okay. It's been a while. And they had a tornado or an earthquake or tsunami or something coming in. And we literally just got back when that whole, like, hurricane came through and, like, kind of swiped it out. So we were kind of glad that we got out before that came in. But it was such a fun just, like, hanging out with family and getting to know each other even more, like, even though we already, like, live with each other at the same time. But it was just fun.
Well, and is there a place then on that same topic, whether it is with your family or on your own, what would be your bucket list destination or destinations that you need to go to?
It's always been on my bucket list to go to Haiti. I don't know, something in my heart just tells me that I want to go and see, help the kids and the families that are there and just that.
Have you done anything with Many Hands here in town?
No, I've done, like, with my church, we go to Mexico. My sister and parents just went not too long ago, this past week, and they built a couple houses in Juarez, Mexico, and that was really fun. I went 2 years ago, but.
What was the most rewarding aspect of that trip then when you went? Because obviously vacation's fun, right? You get to go on a cruise, that's all great. But what about those mission trips that you've gone on or your family gone on? What do you get the most out of that, do you think?
Just like building their home for them and just seeing how, like, right when we cross the border, it's like really nice at the beginning. And then when you cross, it's just a bunch of like little houses that they just try to build with like wood or anything. It's really sad to see just dogs roaming everywhere and people are just walking everywhere. There's no streets. It's just dirt and rocks, trash everywhere. So it's just like fun to build a house for a family in need. So see their reaction.
And how do you think you've grown as a person seeing that? Knowing that here in Pella we have so much, right? That we have so much that we can take for granted. Do you think you've grown as a person seeing some of that firsthand?
I've really just put things in perspective, just seen like what we have at our house, just like the little things, and they don't have many things there and they don't have the little things that we have here. And I think it's just really interesting to see the two different sides, just like being in Mexico and then coming back and seeing what we have, what they have.
We're here with Sage Young, a senior on the Pellet softball team, a segment we call Let's Get Note. These are where we get a little quickly off the wall here. I asked this one a lot of people. Time travel, would you want to go to the future or the past, and why?
I would say the past. I don't know why, just because I think it'd be cool to just, like, Juarez. Like, I went to Juarez, and just I'd want to go back again and see just, like, the family's reactions of what we've done for them and building those houses. And
very good. If there's one person you could spend a day with, dead or alive, who would that person be and why?
My grandma.
Okay.
She just recently passed.
Okay. Well, and if you could have that one more day, then what would you go do with grandma?
Probably go out to eat. Okay. I don't know.
No.
But just, she always loved, or like her coming to see my games. She always loved watching.
No, awesome. That's a great one. We haven't had that poll before. In terms of the season, it's coming to a close here soon. You maybe at most have a couple weeks left. What are you looking forward to about these last couple weeks with this group of girls and this team?
Just really taking the time to be together, I think, because us three seniors, we don't have much left, and just trying to take it all in as much as we can because this is our last time to be together. So, yeah.
Awesome. It should be a whole lot of fun either way. Yes. Sage Young, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.